You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Braves reporter Mark Bowman. And Mark, a couple of weeks to go here for the Braves before they really start to look to the future, and that includes all sorts of stuff as they try to get this roster ready to turn things around and get back to winning baseball, open the new ballpark next spring. We're going to get into all of that stuff. Let's start with a couple of trades the team, though, made on Wednesday. They get Josh Colemanter for cash from the Cubs. They get Joe Wieland for cash as well from the Mariners. A couple of pitchers, one more experienced than the other in Colemanter. What's the mindset for the Braves, though, in making these moves to bring in these veteran pitchers who their teams had kind of given up on?
Yeah, I mean, basically just trying to survive for the rest of the season. They lost Williams Perez and Mike Foltynewicz to injuries there on Sunday and Monday. I don't expect Perez to make another start this year. Folty, we'll see. I mean, he might get down to the point where he can make another start after he recovers from that bruised calf that he suffered the other night. But you know, then you have to ask the question: do you really want him to put himself as an injury risk? You know, does it make sense just for one start to have him go out there? So they signed Wieland basically just to fill some space in with Gwinnett, because they've got for the rest of their playoffs, there's a chance he comes up. Colemanter, it does seem like he'll be up maybe even as early as tomorrow. There's a chance he starts Saturday. It's basically just to survive for the rest of this year, given the amount of injuries that they're dealing with within their rotation. So I don't necessarily, these guys probably won't even be with the club more than a week or two. But at the same time, it's just one of those, just survive the rest of the year and don't put Folty in a position where you're just throwing him out there and risking a further injury.
Yeah, you have to get to that final game of the season. They don't let you just throw in the white flag here in mid-September. You mentioned the AAA team Gwinnett in the playoffs. The Braves single A, double A, and triple A teams all in championship series, which is cool to see, because even when you have prospects, it doesn't necessarily mean they're winning on their way up through the minor leagues. But for the Braves to have that much success in the minor leagues, you would hope it gives these guys kind of that taste of winning as they make their way to Atlanta, and certainly can't hurt this organization going forward.
No doubt about it. I mean, and that's, I think you said it best, is you can have a lot of talent. That doesn't mean you're going to win at the minor league level. But when they do win together, that's just a great experience for them, for pitchers to be able to pitch in some higher stress situations. You know, it just takes them a little bit closer to what they may experience once they get to the big league level. And then also, if they are fortunate enough to win at the big league level, they at least have had a taste of what a postseason might feel like. The scene is much different at the big league level, but at the same time, there are people that say winning is addictive. You start winning as a group. You saw it with some of the Braves teams late in the late 1980s, early 1990s, then all those kids that were Chipper Jones and Brian Klesko, Javi Lopez, and those guys that were coming up within a few years of each other, they won together down there and then ended up winning up here. You had a little bit of that with Brian McCann, Jeff Francoeur, at Rome together. I think Kyle Davies may have been on that team as well. So there are no guarantees, but at the same time, when you get a chance to get a taste of something like that, the minor league level, yeah, it can be very beneficial for some of these young prospects.
Freddie Freeman has had a tremendous season. He extends his hitting streak to 20 games on Wednesday, Mark, and then leaves the game in the seventh inning because his wife went into labor. Talk about taking care of business before you need to go and care for your family. But he hit the 30 home run plateau for the first time in his career this season. I feel like it's kind of been overshadowed by just the struggles of this team, obviously. But when you look at Freeman, and you see all these kids that this team's hoping that are coming up and are going to kind of lead the way to success for the franchise. But Freeman is still the face of this franchise, and he's never had a better season than 2016.
No, and you know, you go back to when they gave the guys the deals that Freeman and Hayward. They certainly made the right choice when they locked on to Freeman, I believe. I don't see how anyone could argue with that, especially with what Hayward has done this year. To say this is the safer bet, the guy that can, when he's healthy, have one of these kind of seasons. I've always thought he could have a 40 homer season. This guy's 27 years old. He's played in a pitcher friendly ballpark. He's, you know, over the last 82-83 games, he's hit 20 plus homers. He never had 23 homers before. We may be, you know, while we've seen Freddie Freeman great, he's had previous All-Star appearances. I mean, this is not just like the first time anyone's ever heard of him or anything like that, but at the same time, we may be seeing him taking his game to another level. It is an MVP caliber season. I have an MVP vote this year. And, you know, as I'm watching Freeman go, I'm thinking, you know, he's certainly going to warrant a top 10 vote. Well, you put the numbers there. I mean, he's near the top of more weighted runs created plus, or whatever, you know, OPS, whether you want to look at advanced stats, just your traditional stats, whatever. He lines up there with the best in the league this year. And people say, well, he played for a losing team. Well, you know what? The value that he was providing during those games, it had an influence on the league. So I don't put as much stock into all that. Oh, you know, that he did it for a losing team. Well, what he was doing was influencing what was occurring to the Nationals pitchers, Marlins pitchers, Mets pitchers, whoever else that they were playing against, and it had an impact on what occurred during the league this year.
A.J. Pierzynski put on the disabled list, so his season's pretty much over for the Braves, and it seemed like he was saying his career was over, but not so fast, Mark. Maybe A.J. Pierzynski will play again, but whether or not he plays baseball again, how important was he to this 2016 Braves team, just as a veteran to help this team through a tough season?
Well, he certainly was very important to the 2015 Braves, and for a portion of the season, he was valuable. It was always nice to have AJ around, and it basically came down to this. I mean, he didn't want to be the third catcher on the roster when he came back from the DL. He basically was put on a DL in August because, you know, they didn't want to release him. They brought him back in September. I don't know if he was under the impression that things were going to be different, but, you know, after a couple of weeks, I think he basically decided that's it. And once again, instead of just releasing him, he's put on the DL, and he walks away. You know, the reason he's not saying he's retired is he's hoping to play again next year. I don't know if that's going to be possible. We've got 39 years old, especially last year may have been that last hurrah. But yeah, so, you know, it was a pleasure getting to know AJ. I remember one of the first questions I asked him when the Braves signed, it was, you know, why don't people like you? And he kind of looked at me and said, well, there's people in your business that don't like you either. And, you know, he hit the nail on the head there. We all have to understand that. We like to look at these celebrities and these stars and all, they don't like it. Well, you know what? There's people in our walks of life that don't like us either. And, yeah, I get it how AJ could be agitating. I mean, but at the same time, he tried to bring out the best of everyone. He tried to win. And I had a lot of fun being around AJ. I mean, I enjoyed every conversation I had with him. I think that the future for him is probably in broadcasting. I know we've heard people say he could go into coaching or managing, but I think this guy has a little bit too much entertainment value in him to go ahead and into the coaching. I think he'll be a star behind the mic.
When you think about players who are not liked, quote-unquote not liked, like you're saying about A.J. Pierzynski, I like to look at his teammates, though, and it seems like everywhere he's been as a teammate, his teammates have really liked him, and that's the biggest thing for me. If you're annoying the other team, Well, oh well, that's not a big deal. As long as you're popular in your own clubhouse, that's the key. And it seems like every stop AJ Pierzynski has made, he has been liked by his own teammates. One more thing to touch on with you, Mark, is John Coppolella had a Twitter takeover this week. He answered a lot of questions from fans, but some interesting things came from him. One of them was that it sounds like this is a team that's set on, during this offseason, one of the focuses being adding some veteran pitching. Now, there's a lot of young pitching in this organization that have kind of gone through the struggles this season, trying to adapt to the major leagues, making their way up. But the training wheels, it seems like, are going to come off. And if veterans are added, if you can't kind of keep up with it as a young pitcher, the Braves are kind of done waiting.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the message that he's been kind of delivering. I touched on that the previous week in the inbox, basically saying, hey, look, throughout the summer, we thought they were going to have one starting pitcher this winter. Now it looks like at least two. Or I said two, and I think in his Twitter exchange, he may have said at least two. So he's trying to go even stronger with this message. I mean, you have Pulitzer on and Mike Fultonevich, and that's basically what that's the message they're sending in. That's going directly to Matt Whistler. Hey, look, there are no guarantees. You might be the fifth starter next year. You know, or you're going to have to come to camp and you're going to have to fight with Rob Whalen and Aaron Blair and a bunch of other guys, you know, Sean Newcomb. We're going to bring you all to camp and you guys are fighting for one spot because we're going to go get two other veterans to put behind Teron and Fultonevich or, you know, whatever order they're in. But yeah, I think this is, I do believe they're probably going to get two starting pitchers. But at the same time, I think that part of this is that they're trying to motivate some of these young guys to say, especially Whistler, it's time to take a step forward. You know, he's still, you know, less than 40 starts into his career, but you see him take two steps forward and one step back. He's still in that process, or even one step forward and two steps back like the other night. When he came back after a little bit of a long layoff. But, you know, I've seen enough good from Whistler to say you definitely can't give up on him yet, but at the same time, it is time for him to start showing a little more consistency.
Great stuff, Mark. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Braves edition. For Mark Bowman, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.